Yes, it's the Goldbergs. Watch Day Court now in session. And what's the first complaint?
Your Honor, I want whiter washers. I'm tired of soaps that only get my clothes part way white.
Well, change to New Does, the new kind of granulated soap. It gets 30,000 linens dazzling white. In fact, you've never seen whiter washes than New Does gives you. Second case?
Your Honor, I'm tired of scrubbing grimy work shirts till my back aches.
Let Does do. Why, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than New Does. Third case.
Your Honor, I want a wash day soap I can really trust with my pretty rayon slips and nicer colored washes.
Well, do them with Does. It's far safer for those nice colors than any other leading granulated laundry soap.
What? You mean this same does all three kinds of wash? Gets my grimy towels white
and dirty work shirts clean
and yet is safe for colored rayon?
That's right. Does everything in your wash.
What?
Well, I declare. Well,
now, that surprises you. Just wait till you try Does and see what a new kind of granulated soap it is. Remember, Does is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of soap. So new, you've never before been able to buy a soap quite like it. You see, one of the things Procter & Gamble wanted most was to make a soap for all three kinds of wash, and believe me, Does doesn't. Yes, it leaves your rayon undies soft and bright, and yet it gets those dirty overalls wonderfully clean without any hard scrubbing. And as for your grimy towels and linens, why, Does get some gleaming white. None of this almost white or part way white, but the genuine whiteness you want. Just try new Does next wash day, and then see if any other soap will ever satisfy you again. Remember, Does comes in that big red and white box, and it does everything in your wash. Now, the Goldbergs. Well, Molly tried a little bit of her practical, old-fashioned psychology, but she tried it on a modern, up-to-date physician who was a specialist in the subject. Well, the result was a failure. For Dr. Christopher Cater blocked every little play Molly made for sympathy for Oriane. And he saw through Molly's use of little David as a hostage for Oriane. Molly wants Dr. Cater to come to see Oriane, and so when Chris asked if the boy could stay with him, why, Molly joyfully agreed. But now it seems that Chris wanted to prove something else by it. Listen.
So who's going to walk over to Dr. Cater's for David to bring him home?
Not me. I'm reading and I'm relaxing. Let Ori and his mother walk over.
You know she won't go to Dr. Cater's house. He should think that she...
Think what? Think she loves him? She does. So know what?
She wouldn't go. You know she wouldn't go. And I'm a little surprised that Dr. Christopher Cater, nevertheless.
How many times can you be rejected by the same woman? There comes a time when you don't care anymore.
Nevertheless.
Wasn't Mr. Wade's letter?
I didn't read it yet. Orion has it now. Ray, dear, it's getting late. And it's getting cold. And I'll walk over for David, dear. It's getting cold. Aren't you?
The child, it couldn't be in better hands.
Nevertheless,
Mommy,
dear.
Darling, let me brush my hair in the bath.
After you have on your good dress, your party dress, you should brush your hair.
Well, I brushed my hair before I put my dress on, and it's all upset again.
Oh, so come here. Come here. Give me the brush.
Here.
Where are you going all dressed up?
Well, Mr. Lynch's son is leaving for the army, and they're giving him a surprise party card.
Lynch's son is going?
Uh-huh.
Which one?
The middle one.
I feel better already about the war.
Well, what do you mean, Pa?
With boys like Jimmy Lynch, we don't have to worry.
I should say they don't have to worry. Stand, Mark. If you want me to brush this, about don't wriggle and wriggle. Please.
Right,
that's so hard, Mark.
Sorry.
Mark.
Yeah.
Oriane is a little worried about David.
She's sad?
Rosie, you can stop her for David.
Me, Pa? Fine.
All right, I'll walk over, please.
Sammy, you're not ready to go yet.
Stop it, Rosie.
Well, what's the matter with you?
All right, please, stop with the backwards and forwards. What's the matter, and what's the matter, and what's not the matter? Please, I'll get David. Here's the brush. Enough already?
Yes.
Wait, let me put on the bow. Do you want the bow here on the top? Do you want the bow on the back?
I think in the back.
In the back?
Uh-huh.
It's not so useful. I like it here, because I like it here.
I can't reach to you anymore. Bend a little bit.
All right.
What coat shall I wear, Ma? Sorry, what should I wear, Ma? If you're not going to wear your school coat, what you got left? What's minus? Do you wear your good coat, please? Go.
All right.
Go. Come, I'll go up with you.
All right, Ma.
Hanging in my club.
All right. Sammy, take your coat.
Yes, I will.
You
I will. You don't feel well, Sammy?
How can I feel, Paul, when I see all the boys going and I'm...
Your time will come, Sammy. You studied. You spoke to your professor.
I know, but...
Get your degree, Sammy.
It may be over before I get my...
The need for science is never over.
Dr. Cater is going. Jimmy Lynch is going. Seymour's trying to go.
Oh, I...
Don't say anything to Mama.
No.
Beautiful.
Go, Sammy.
If you don't want to go, Sammy, I know that you don't have to.
Quiet.
Give me my coat.
Is it all right if I don't stop Wilfred David, Ma?
No. Don't stop. Don't bother. I'll go. I said
there's nothing your mother would like better.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye. And give my best regards. You hear?
Bye, Mom.
And Rosalie and Tamela, don't let Rosie walk in the front. You can take her arm a little bit. She shouldn't slip on the ice.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mom.
Oh, she goes to a party. Oh, you say, darling, did you notice how tall Rosalie is, huh? You noticed how I had to stretch myself to reach her hair, to comb her? Oh, my. Remember when I used to have to stand around my kitchen chair to brush her hair? Aye, time marches forward. Time marches forward. Jake, did Tamara say something to you, Jake?
What should he say?
Nothing, I only thought. Because Dr. Kate is going and Jimmy Lynch is going, and Seymour Finglehurst.
He didn't say nothing to me.
Jake, you want to walk over to Dr. Cater with me?
Sit, Molly. I assure you, Dr. Cater will bring David home. If not, he'll call up and ask who's coming for him.
All right. Very well. You want an apple, Jake?
No, thank you.
You want to play dissipation?
Play dissipation?
Sit down. Sit, my love. Sit, my darling. I'll get the car. There. You're sure Tamla didn't say anything to you, Jack?
About what?
About Dr. Cate is going into the army and...
What do you want me to tell you he said when he didn't say it?
I'm only asking.
Who is Tashkling?
Al Tashkling. If Dr. Cater goes away with Al Tashkling...
He'll say goodbye to Orient. Don't worry.
Well, there's goodbyes and then goodbyes.
It's her own doing. What did Ray write to her?
I didn't want to question her. She's not in the mood. Is a long letter, and if you want me to see it, just to show it to me.
Take your card.
I will, Jake. I'll pick them up. I'll pick them up. I would go already for David myself, but you play, Jake.
But what?
Maybe he asked David to stay so that he would have a reason to bring him back himself, so I'll wait, yet you play, Jake.
Oh, your women would only forget the primitive technique.
What do you mean, primitive?
The cat and canary technique. That's what I mean.
Oh.
Take a card.
Jake, I'll call Dr. Cade and I'll ask him if he's coming over with David. Huh, Jake?
It's entirely up to you to do as you please. Lay out a card.
I'll call first. Don't cash up the card yet, Jake, dear.
Call. You haven't got cards in your mind? I can see that.
Play solitaire, dear.
What else is there for me to play?
I'll call, Jay, dear. I'll feel better.
You feel, yeah.
Yes, I'll feel better if I call. Hello, Dr. Cadis, please.
Here is a man with his arm outstretched to a woman.
Please?
With his heart on a silver platter.
Are you ringing?
And what a heart. Such a heart.
Hello? Is Dr. Cadis Jr. there?
Where then is he?
Oh. Thank you.
Thank you what?
Thank you.
Again, thank you.
Jake. Jake, darling. Jake, my dear. He's bringing David himself.
Well, so where are you going?
I'll tell Orion. I'll tell Orion Dr. Cage is coming.
So what do you have to tell her?
Let her brush her hair, Jake, darling. Let her brush her hair. Let her be here. I'll go over to Martha Wilberforce's house because it wouldn't look nice if Dr. K will walk in and then we'll make an excuse and we'll walk out. So I'll tell her, Jake, darling. Oh, yes! Oh, Orion happy. Is happy. Yes, the doctor Kate is coming himself. She's the price of stuff. Oh, Jay, darling, stop the car, sir. Stop the car. I'll get your coat. We'll go over to Martha Wilberforce so we wouldn't be here when he comes
back. Please, Marla, let me finish the game.
Oh, Jay, please put away the cards now.
Can you imagine a woman?
Oh, Jay, dear, darling, now my labor's love and my love's labor's is not lost. Jay, darling, sweetheart, I tried, and I tried, and I didn't try in vain. Jake, darling, if Christopher Cage is coming over, Jake, darling, then he only asked us to leave David there because he wanted an excuse to come over. Oh, Jake, darling, sweetheart. Oh, he's here. Jake, darling, it's Dr. Cage's car, no?
Why, Molly, decompose yourself.
I'm decomposed. I'll call Orion. Orion! Orion! Oh, there he is. Dr. Cater didn't get out of the car. Oh, he didn't get out of the car. Jake, he opened the door for David. Oh, Jake, he just...
Here is a time when action speaks louder than words.
What do you mean, Jake?
He's through. He's finished. And he wants us to know it.
It's almost impossible to believe that the great affection Dr. Cater had for Oriana is gone. But so it seems. You know, it's a shame to spend your good money on soaps that only do a halfway job for dishes. Yes, if you're using a bar soap, it only goes halfway because it cheats you on speed. Or if you use a tough granulated soap, it's short on safety for your hands. So, I say it's time you discovered New Does, that amazing new kind of granulated soap. Does is one soap for everything in your wash. And believe me, it has everything you want for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. Why, just notice how wonderfully smooth and soft your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Actually, it's the... Actually, it's the only leading granulated laundry soap to give your hands this extra gentle care. Yep, does care. Yep, does care. Yep, does can't be beat by any soap made for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Honestly, one look at those amazing suds tells you how really different Does is. Just ask for Does today. It has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is James Fleming saying goodbye. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.